Blog Talk Radio.
This is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, yeah, I don't know where you are, but we're getting a lot of freezing temperatures around here. I'm in New York City and Queens, and we sing the refrigerator song. You know that song? Freeze a jolly good fellow, freeze a jolly good fellow. Okay, so, it's bright day, and looking, things will get better, maybe, everywhere. I'm going to eventually get a hold of somebody, a meteorologist, and have him talk on my radio show, and we can, this will actually be like, yeah, we'll really talk about the weather, you know, how do you meet somebody saying, hi, how are you? Oh, look at the weather today, you know. But this time we're really going to talk about the weather. I'll have to see if he'll be able to chat with me from a foreign land. But in the meantime, so this show, there's a Japanese culture center in New York City. Actually, there's three locations, one of which is in Queens called Riso Box. And we're going to talk about this place after a message from our sponsor. Well, you know how it is. It's got to be fairy tale brownies, you know. Where do we go? There we go.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yeah, and you can get these brownies at www.brownies.com. And they have cookies, too, like chocolate mint cookies that are so much better than the Girl Scout ones. So, okay, so now, we have the founder of Riso Box, Takashi.
Yes.
You're on the air now.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just fine. So introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about you.
Yes. My name is Takashi Ikezawa. I'm a founder of Riso Box, a Japanese cultural center. Well, we have three locations in the city, one in Queens, Long Island City, two in Manhattan, in Chelsea, and East Village now. And we provide many Japanese cultural centers every single day, including art exhibits, classes, and events like sake tasting, tea, a lecture, dance, and music, and lastly, food in our cafe.
Well, first let's get into when did this all begin at the Culture Center?
We started in 2011, June, so it's been about 7 years since we started.
As well as the one in Long Island City?
Queensboro Plaza, it's just one block away from the station. So, yes.
Okay. So, tell us about, like, the space that's there. How, the one in particular in Long Island City. How is it a large space?
Well, in the Long Island City space, we have that is about 700 square feet, and it's a multiple use space. So, food and cafe, and the classroom, and we sometimes use the space as event space. So, yes, we do a lot of things in one space.
So is it like you have a classroom separated and then the rest of it is like a, I guess, like a large living room kind of thing?
Well, like I said, it's a, a versatile space. So, people can use, our space in many ways. So, coffee, customers and class. Students and people who are interested in our art exhibits are actually stay in one place, and then they sometimes chat each other about the Japanese culture.
Okay, so in other words, there are people that just come in just to hang out because they're to chat with each other.
Exactly. Even though you come in for to drink a matcha tea or come in to take a class, admission is free. So and we open every day in the Long Island City store. So you can come in anytime while we are open.
So how often do they have classes?
In Long Island City, we have ink painting classes on Monday, also a language class, and sometimes we have a bonsai making class, and we used to have a Ikebana classes actually moved to the East Village location, but sometimes we have Ikebana related events and classes, and then also crocheting. Japanese crocheting meetup is there too. So almost every day we have something in the afternoon and in the nighttime as well.
Well, right now you have a particular art exhibit up. Tell us about this art exhibit.
Thank you for mentioning it. Yes. Now, the current exhibit in the Long Island City store is called the World Amigurumi Exhibition. Amigurumi is Japanese crocheted dolls, and culturally, it started in the Western, I think, in Europe a long time ago, and then about 50, 60 years ago, it came to Japan, and then in Japan, as an art form, it kind of established, and then now it's spread out to the world. So we decided, to collect amigurumi from all over the world. And in the exhibit, we feature about 120 artists from 45 different countries. So there are 4,500 amigurumi dolls in the room. So all pieces are for sale, and all of them are made by professional artists, one of a kind, and very unique. So it's a good gift for everybody, for Valentine's Day, or even though you have a main gift to your friends for a birthday present, but it can be it could be like an additional gift with your main gift. So it's hard to explain, but if you visit our website and then see the videos, this is a fourth exhibit, actually. This is the annual exhibit every winter from the December to the end of March. This year, too, we're going to have these pieces, this exhibit, until the end of March. So you still have time, you know, if you are interested in, you know, cute dolls, you know, and then you want to have them together with you, please come in and then take a look.
So I understand they're all in the shape of animals. Is that part of the culture to do them in animals?
Well, you know, dolls and animal dolls, you know, humanized dolls, you know, you can see them in the world, anywhere in the world. But particularly like amigurumi is more like a Japanese, you know, type of dolls. Like you can see the, you know, many kinds of humanized, you know, things. And even though it's a non-humanized, a human being, you know, or stuff like, you know, food or, you know, like sometimes, you know, we think as a coexisting partner, the materials, including a food or stones or water. So we feature them in as a doll shape. So when you come to our exhibit, you see all kinds of you know, things with eyes or arms and the legs. And we call it amigurumi. So it's like probably it's related to the Japanese culture, yes. But, you know, when you see the manga or anime, that's a Japanese cartoon, you see many, you know, materials, including a non-human being, you know, stuff, working and, you know, like making a friends and then traveling with each other and then, you know, sometimes, you know, battle with the evil or something like that and then making a story. So, well, it might be, yes, it's related to the Japanese culture, yes.
Now, I'm curious, like, in terms of the environment, like, do they have Wi-Fi? Because people tend to go to places where they can sit and they, you know, have something to drink and they on their computer. Is that common there?
Yes, it's common. Yes, like I said, you know, people who come here have a different reasons. You know, sometimes just for a drink, and sometimes for you know, for exhibit. Or just come in to take a classes, but, you know, they're going to see the exhibit and they're going to meet the friends out there. They're going to, you know, meet new friends, new people out there, and then start talking about something in their lives. And then, you know, when you look around, there, you know, exhibits about the Japanese culture or the flyers about the Japanese classes, and then they start talking about Japan. And then, of course, our staff is, you know, most of them are Japanese, you know, native Japanese people. So they can share their ideas about Japan. If you are, you know, interested in traveling to Japan for the next month or so, you can come in and then ask them, you know, any questions about them. So
when you say you have classes, language classes, are these for people who want to learn Japanese as opposed to people who are Japanese who want to learn English?
Well, both, actually. Well, you know, in our class, there are many levels, including like advanced levels or beginner's levels. So, and then we learn language through the anime contents, which is very popular in US now. So, you know, anyone is welcome. And then, even though you don't have any, you know, experience to learn Japanese, you know, language, you know, you can come in and then, you know, chat with the, you know, our instructors and the students, and then you're going to learn little by little. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, the only word that I learned is kanpai. when you have your sake and your toast. And you
right.
Come by.
good, yes.
Now, the other thing then I want you to tell me about, I understand, is like a whole restaurant there.
Yes.
Tell me about the restaurant. Like, what kind of food can you get?
Yep. Our menu includes ramen noodle or udon noodle and rice balls and matcha drinks and many other Japanese, drinks up there. But also, we sometimes collaborate with the Japanese companies that interested in expanding their businesses in U.S. So we sometimes use their adapt their menus or adapt their food here in our menu in a limited time. So if you are curious about the new Japanese food, you can come in and then sometimes you can request us what kind of Japanese food you wanna have. And maybe you can find something online and then you want to try, but you can't find it in U.S. here. You can come and ask us if there is, and then we might have a connection with the Japanese food company up there, and then we can bring them for you.
Have you ever attended, I think it's a, like there's, a, I think every year there's like there's a Japanese, I guess like a food show.
Ah, yes.
Have you
I
ever
think,
attended
that?
Yeah,
is it the street fair, maybe?
Yeah. I haven't gone in many years. I went to one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I never, and I had a lot of tasting of sake, that's for sure.
Yes.
But fortunately, there was food.
Yes, it's called, there's many Japanese food shows in every year, I think, but the biggest one is, it's called the Japanese, Japan Street Fair, I think, or something like that. And then we join every month, starting April to November. It's everywhere, actually, in the city, mostly in Manhattan, but sometimes in Queens. And, yes, we are there most of the time, every month. And we offer, we provide Japanese taiyaki, which is fish-shaped pancake with the inside there's a Japanese azuki. It's the red bean paste. It's really yummy, yes.
Yeah, it is. So is aside from the art, the art thing is in Long Island City, right? Just at the Long Island City. Okay. Are there any classes coming up in Long Island City?
Well, every Monday we have ink painting class, and every Friday it's for a kid, but the manga drawing classes, that's every week. Also, sometimes we have other featured class like a bonsai or ikebana or origami or many classes. Also, like a food. If you have any requests about Japanese culture, or contents, you can request us what kind of a thing you want to learn. So you can ask us like if we have instructor who can teach it or something like that. So we are very flexible on that. And then if we would like to talk to the local people and then want to have feedback what they are looking for in Japanese culture and then trying to include them in our contents.
That's great. Is there something that you're looking to do in the future?
Yes, our mission is actually it's from our company's name. Resobox is the coin term of resonate and box, which means we resonate with the people based in the Japanese culture, and then making many ideas about the future Japanese culture together with them in the box. Box means our space. So always we need to get new ideas from the local people, not just pushing our culture from our side to you, but be more like on your side, and then get ideas from you, and then creating the together for your Japanese culture. So to answer your questions, yes, we are doing that in the future as well.
How about entertainment?
Yes, entertainment too, like performers and maybe entertainment includes the food, but many people actually are sending us the emails and phone calls about the ideas, what they are looking for in US about Japan. So yes, if you have any questions, you can ask us anytime. And in the art exhibit, we feature not only the Japanese people and not Japanese artists. We work with the non-Japanese artists who are interested in the Japanese culture or who are actually doing arts in a Japanese way, like Japanese art form or in many ways. So, if you see our website and in the parts exhibit, you can see how we work with the non-Japanese artists and then create the new Japanese culture together with them.
Do you have any local Japanese artists that feature anything there?
Well, yes. Half of the exhibits that we have here in the area are made by local Japanese artists. Of course, some artists directly from all the way from Japan come from Japan and then they work together. But mostly, working here in U.S., inspired by other cultures. Of course, it's a New York, it's a diverse area. So we collaborate with the other, non-Japanese artists and Japanese artists and create something new. So, yes.
Okay, that's great to hear. So, again, mm-hmm. So now at the Long Island City Place, you're open till from noon until what time?
In the Long Island City store, we open at 12, and lunchtime finishes at 4, and 4 to 6, we have a break, so it's closed. And then we open again at 6 till 10 p.m. It's from Monday to Saturday. And only Sunday we open at 12 and then 6.
Okay. So and during those times, except for the time in between, people can go to eat?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'll take a... I can look at the menu on the online.
Yes.
What is the website?
Resobox.com, www.resobox.com.
Okay. That's absolutely fabulous. Well, I'm looking forward to coming over there to have the food and saying, Kanpai!
Kanpai!
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Takashi.
Thank
it was
you very
great
much
having,
for having
you on
me.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see you.
Okay. See you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm going to get over there because, me and food. But so, I'm going to end the show early. And I think I'm going to change my opening, closing song. Being it's the new year, it'll be at least for this year. So I'm going to actually end this, the chickens, the rubber chickens, they'll be here. They're napping with the cats. You know, what can you do? Okay, so this is going to be what it'll be.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be gone. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else will leave. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm shaking.
Yep, you know that song. Okay, everybody. Well, have a great day. And enjoy whatever weather you have, if you're having any weather that you're able to enjoy.